I don't even know how many albums are out. Warhammer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you happy tonight? Well, we're going to get in some stuff. And need you to understand atmospheres. Because you can govern your atmosphere, but there are certain atmospheres you can't. For instance, the political atmosphere that's in this nation right now. You can control your atmosphere. We can control our gathering atmosphere. And we can use our faith to affect the atmosphere in our region. But to do that, it's war. Just like for you to govern your atmosphere, you gotta war sometimes. Maybe we need to do some more praise here. Hallelujah. But I started Tuesday night telling you some stuff, and y'all yawning on me. And then when it hits, what are you doing with it? I told you that the Lord wants to exalt you above measure. And Satan wants to pull the rug out from underneath you. And so, you know, when a word like that comes out, you need to just intensify yourself and prepare yourself for battle. Well, I was in a battle when you said it. Well, then even increase. See? Or, you know, just shrink back and never obtain what God has for you. And just go with the atmosphere that he's creating and just blame it on I had a bad day or I was in a bad mood or blame it on somebody else or. See? But as for me and my house, I've come too far. I'm not satisfied with this accomplishment where we're at. No. And I don't think you are. And I think that's why God directed you to this kind of ministry, to where you could be trained and equipped and learn how to achieve good success. And it just doesn't come because you're cute. It doesn't come because you just attend church. It doesn't come because you ran the aisle. It comes because you used your faith constantly. Didn't take a faith vacation. And so let's go back to, well, go to Genesis 15. We'll start there tonight. Genesis 15. Genesis 15 and verse number 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I'm thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Now, isn't that a combination? That ought to let you know that that great reward, that exceeding great reward, is not going to come just because you got rid of fear. It says, I'm your shield. That ought to let you know you're about to engage the enemy. Come on now. Come on. I ain't playing tonight. I'm on an assignment to get you vigilant. And not let you be complacent and miss your due time right now. So here he comes to Abram and says, I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. So without the shield, there is no exceeding great reward. without no shield, there is no exceeding great reward. That's why the Bible says, when it talks about the whole armor of God, above all, taking the what? The what? This what? Like an army. Shield of faith. So, when Abram is confronted with God this way, how many of you know God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him? And He said He would reward us publicly, not privately, right? Everybody going to see it, right? And because He's a rewarder, then the enemy wants to stop your reward. Because when you're rewarded from God, people take notice. It's more than just you living good. People want to see, they want to see God's hand move, and they don't know how to see His hand move in their life. And so there you are, the faith person, and they're watching. Whether you understand it or not, they're watching. And when your cup begins to run over, they will take notice. They will see what's going on. And, you know, there was a time in my life when I thought, you know, just landing a good job overseas, making a bunch of tax-free money was a good success. And at the same time, Alberta and I hated each other, and money wasn't doing it. Well, we'll buy a farm. That didn't do it. Well, I start a band. That didn't do it. You know, just on and on and on, just more time, more wasted time, more, you know, water under the bridge, so on and so forth. But then I discovered Jesus. Actually, He found me, right? But I discovered the Jesus in the Word of God. And I found out then that the just shall live by faith, not survive by faith. Live by faith. Live the good life by faith, right? But there's a battle. That's why the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. Does it say that? Does it say that? Well, then you and I are not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. So Jesus has already won the victory. He gave it to us. And now we have to, by faith, realize it, get a revelation of it, line up our lives accordingly, sow into it, believe we received that, stand on it, and bring that manifestation into our lives. That's how it works, right? But the devil ain't just going to sit there and let you prance on into the promised land, right? He's gonna throw fiery darts at you. He's gonna throw lies at you. He's gonna doubt and let you know that you're crazy and that how could that ever happen? And you know, you ain't seen it yet, and you don't know anybody else has ever seen it. On and on and on and on. See? And so the shield is a very important aspect then of receiving your exceeding great reward. You know, we have in our cars windshields, right? And what does that do? It shields you from the wind. It shields you from the rain. It shields you from the snow, right? But it lets you see where you're going the whole time you're being shielded. Come on now. It enables you to keep going forward, but not let that atmosphere get into your vehicle. And you're going right through it. Okay, lift your hands. Let me bless you. You can go home now. That right there is good. Right? Right? Don't be looking in the rearview mirror driving. We're going straight ahead, right? And we have a shield. We have a windshield out in front of us. And if ever you rode in a vehicle that didn't have a windshield, well, you're being hit right in the face. You know, in a Jeep or something like that. You're being hit right in the face with whatever direction you're going in. See? But God says, I'm your shield, and the direction I have for you, if you'll just go in that direction, that shield will quench every fiery dart of the wicked one and let you keep seeing where you're supposed to go and end up at your destination. Hallelujah. So, that old devil, he hopes you don't know that. Or he tries to, you know, mess with your feeler. Remember that feeler? Remember that feeler? That one that you don't go by anymore? Huh. Yeah, that one. That feeler will lie to you. But the world, that's how they govern their life. Whatever feels good, do it. There you are at the ball game. Your team won. You're feeling good. Or your team lost. You just want to go home. Because of your feeler. Well, let me help you out. You and I are on a team that has never lost. Players have given up. But those that stay with it, you cannot be defeated. And you will not quit. Come on now. So faith, that shield, is so important. Let's go over there to Ephesians. Let's put our eyes on that tonight. Kind of shooting from the hip tonight. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against what? Against the methods, in the Greek, the methods of the devil. And you've heard me talk about Wile E. Coyote, right? Wile E. I mean, he's going to get that Roadrunner. So he orders something from Acme again. And here comes the Acme truck, drops off the package. He opens it up, puts it all together, tries it out, put some Roadrunner bird seed down there. And here comes Roadrunner. Beep, beep. And he's pecking away on it, eats all the bird seed. And Wile E. Coyote, he's like, what's up with that? And he comes out there and stands right where it was, and he jumps, and all of a sudden, right? Right? The devil goes to great lengths ordering stuff from Acme to try to catch you, right? But we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. I don't want to talk about the devil tonight, but my goodness, If you don't understand the warfare and your enemy, then you're going to get slapped upside the head while you praise the Lord, and losing ground. See? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, not shrink back, take ground against the trickery, the methods, the wiles of the devil. That lets us know that this whole armor is to combat. Remember when I was talking about bat in combat. Bat means to strike, and you're in combat. The enemy's trying to strike you, and you just can't sit there and just praise the Lord. No, you got to strike back. Because your strike is a whole lot harder than his strike. Yes, it is. Your strike is the word of God. Devil come to Jesus in 40 days. Three strikes and he was out. Remember that? Couldn't hang. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Next verse. For pastor, huh? Oh, you're included in this? You mean you're a target? You are? So you must have some kind of faith. You must be some kind of threat. If the enemy is lying like he's lying to you, if he's bringing all these evil reports and whatever he can. For we wrestle not against the boss, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spirits of wickedness in high places. So the devil uses principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places through flesh and blood to try to uproot you and get you to throw in the towel. Remember what I told you? When God wants to bless you, he sends a person into your life. When the devil wants to curse you, he sends a person into your life. The person that God uses to bless you is operating out of a spirit of God, out of a spirit of love and generosity, right? The one that the devil sends in is operating out of a spirit of hatred, a spirit of bitterness, a spirit of whatever. You following this? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's why he'll mess with your prayer time. That is a direct hit that the enemy targets. Nothing gets accomplished aside from prayer. Nothing. I've been praying, my goodness, probably 5 or 6 hours a day. I don't know. I didn't keep up with it. Why? Because things are going on. Not a time to talk and discuss it. It's a time to take dominion over it. See? And when you just, you know, get your little prayer time in for your conscience sake under oppression, under whatever, you're losing ground, see, and all right, a husband and a wife, or a parent and a child. When communication is being cut off, the atmosphere changes. It just changes, right? And so until that's established, you can live in the same house, but something ain't right. Are you following this? So, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And when your prayer life's being attacked, you pray by faith. God don't make no difference if I feel you or not. Hallelujah, you're my king, you're my savior, you're my healer, you're my provider. No weapon formed against me can prosper. And I stand in the gap for the Faith Victory Church members in Jesus' name. And I speak over them that they're healthy, wealthy, wise, walking in favor. Doors are open. It don't make no difference how pastor feels. Pray. Don't make no difference how you feel about your spouse, how you feel about your kids, whatever. You pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And when Jesus comes back, will he find any faith? The reason you're grumpy, because you ain't praying right. Not what somebody said. If you were prayed up what somebody said, you would have recognized it as, oh, that's a trick of the devil. But when you ain't prayed up, then all that mess. Well, I don't know why I'm here, but I know why I'm here. Then you get into the blame game. It's everybody else's fault. But once you get back praying, you're going to find out. When you get back praying, you're going to be saying, Lord, I'm sorry. All that. We this close to a 2024 powwow. Got threefold cord girls in rebellion. Wouldn't stand on their head. I'm going to have to give an altar call just for that. Hallelujah. Everything. He ends this whole armor by saying, praying always. All right. I can take all this and put it right here. Look what it says. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you half the armor of God. Huh? Most of the armor of God. Whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? Withstand in a what? What's the evil day? It's when the devil's targeted you. Because your faith is working. The angels are bringing your harvest. He sees that. They see that. And they got to stop that. But no, I don't feel. It seems to me. Grow up. We can't stay there. Come on now. With your little emotional swings, your little moods. Come on now. There you are with an attitude and phone rings. All of a sudden you change. Hi. And then just as soon as you hang it up, you're right back in that thing. Something's wrong. Need to grow up. I got to be on guard all the time. All the time. Just to have one fit of carnality. Just have one huge fit of carnality. A half hour fit. Pastor, don't get that. Listen, y'all, half hour, y'all gone 2-3 days. Come on. Wherefore, take, don't leave it, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why has pastor got to be preaching on the whole armor of God? What is going on in Faith Victory Church? All day long I've been trying to get this message, ain't getting no message. And then I come in here and I say, well, let's just start in Genesis. And here we are. Lord knew better than to let me have this up front, boy. I'd have really spiced it up. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. Withstand. Come on. What the enemy's trying to bring at you is not knocking you down. Come on now. When the dust settles, you're still there. When the storm winds stop blowing, you're still there. Come on. Because if you flunk the test, you got to take that stinking thing over. Do you understand that we're in enemy territory that belongs to us? Remember when they were going into the promised land? There's giants in the land. Oh, well, that's our land. There's going to be some fighting going on. But we're not fighting for victory, faith crowd. We're fighting from victory. I feel like a father paddling his kids. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done what? Okay, don't. If you ain't done all, then you ain't standing. Well, what's all? You want to know what all is? You want to know what all is? Very simple. Word in, word out. Having done all. That includes your prayer life. That includes your word life. That includes your actions. That includes that tongue. Word in, word out. Word in, word out. Now you breathe in kingdom. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I feel like I'm giving a GED or something. You guys are beyond this. Come on. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins, girt about with truth. Your loins is your conception area. Peter went on to say, gird up the loins of your mind. Come on now. With truth. With truth. Remember, everything in the Bible is truly stated, but not everything in the Bible is a statement of truth. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It told you to study, not to listen all the time to other people that have done all the studying. Well, I just listened to another message. Well, that's good, but have you studied? Because if you study yourself, then those messages are going to hit you. You're going to have confirmation in. You're going to say, I was just in that this morning. That's what I thought God was saying to me. Now I know it is. Right? Hallelujah. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on your new creation realities, the breastplate of righteousness. Come on. That is when you start slipping. Is when you're not maintaining your new creation reality. And the reason you're not maintaining your new creation reality is because you're not maintaining your faith. Because it's a righteousness which is of faith. So when your faith was way up here, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Get off here, condemnation. You lying devil, that old man, old woman's dead. But when your faith's down here, you're wondering if you are forgiven about something that you did yesterday. When you confessed it. Next verse, please. Hallelujah. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your feet shod. Do you walk by faith? You know, if you're barefoot, you can step on something. That can hurt your foot. Right? Come on now. A Lego. Oh. Tuesday talking about Legos. You know, I'm getting odds on it. Yeah, them Legos. Maybe they ain't supposed to be called leg. Fetos. Having your feet shod, right? You're going into battle. You're going into battle. You know, you have the appropriate footwear for the appropriate season, right? When it's winter time here, you know, you don't wear sandals. Marshallese do, but you don't, right? Come on now, stay with me, right? You, whatever kind of season you're in, the footwear changes. You understand what I'm saying? As far as outward, outside, you still got your house slippers or whatever on the inside, right? So when you're going into a season of harvest, you better have your feet shod. You better have your combat boots on. Mama Jean told us years ago that we're a bride in the bridal gown, but if you lift that gown up, she's got combat boots on. Right? Right? Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Let's go on here. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench most of the fiery darts. Huh? A good majority of them. All it takes is one of them little fiery darts to hit your little seamer. Well, it seems like to me, here we go. How long is this seamer attack going to last? Or is it going to last until you finally dig out your old Joyce Meyer tapes and pull it up and then snap out of it? When we going to grow up? Recognize, wait a minute. Right? That seamer and that feeler, my goodness, I'm not against our emotions, but I don't let my emotions be against me. Come on. Well, I'm just a sensitive person. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're an unrenewed in your soul person. You got a divine nature. You got a roar on the inside of you. You got a violent spirit on the inside of you. And the devil knows it. And he fears it. See? Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Next verse. And take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. When I was growing up riding bicycles, helmet. We didn't know what a helmet was. We didn't know what a helmet was till we played organized, and I said organized baseball. And I didn't like a helmet then. I was so little, they put that helmet on me. I'd go like this, and that thing would go. Get run to first base, thing fall off. Like, what's the purpose of this thing? Well, when we rode bicycles, my goodness, you see it looks like somebody coming out, you know, they got stuff up on here, on your knees, up here, and just all this garb on. Where are you going? Are you a first responder or what? I'm going out to ride my bicycle. Oh. Somehow we lived. We have a bicycle wreck. We all laid over like this right here. We just stayed like that till we heard Mom call us for supper. We drag ourselves in there, and she said, "We just, you be all right." Goodness. A helmet protects your head. Your head. Your thinker. Your brain. Your decision maker. Your 3D information collector. I'm going to preach this thing, I'm going home. That's what I'm going to do. I was listening to a preacher. If I said his name, you'd know him, Charles Stanley. And he's in heaven. He was an excellent Bible teacher for what he knew. But I heard him say this. He said, "I wanted to see what my congregation goes through when they don't read the word and pray for until from Sunday to Sunday." And he said, "So I had a week off. And I'm just going to see how my congregation, how they are." So if he said for 1 week, I didn't pray, I didn't get in a book. He said, I was grouchy, I was angry, I was on top of everybody just, he said, "That's enough of that." He said, "But I understand my congregation, the ones that are just doing it on Sunday." See, take the helmet of salvation and then get your offensive weapon going. The sword of the Spirit. We're not supposed to be operating just defensively. Sword of the Spirit, which is what? Which is what? Which is what? You have to make yourself speak. You have to. I know what it's like when you don't feel like speaking, but you make yourself speak. You make yourself say, "I'm the healed." You make yourself say, "I'm debt free. That bill's paid. That's my house." Even after the phone call, whatever, you have to take the word of God. You have to swing the sword, no matter if it just looks like it keeps piling up. Next verse, please. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We went way past your personal life. You and I have a responsibility. Me and Mom Alberta, we were talking about this verse, and I even shared it in a TRM word that is going to be coming, but it has leaped up inside of me about 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 times. I didn't want to go there, but let's go there. 2 Corinthians 12. And verse number 7. Second Corinthians 12. I've given the wrong verse. Let me find it here. First Corinthians 12. That's where we were Tuesday. First Corinthians 12. Let me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Okay. The manifestation of the Spirit. Now, if you read that in context, we will limit that manifestation to the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Right? If you just read it in context, you know, the power gifts, the revelation gifts, the power gifts, revelation gifts, the, what is it? I'm going to have speaking gifts. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now, years ago, when Mom Alberta and I were walking through a financial challenge, well, it wasn't a challenge. It was an opposition of the enemy. God challenges you. The devil opposes you. And the Lord brought me to this verse. And I'm like, what are you saying? One of the 9 gifts is going to bring us out of this mess? Because it says it's given to every man to profit withal. But then, after meditating and letting the Holy Ghost reveal it to me, the manifestation of the Spirit. Now watch this. Jesus is walking along. Asked the disciples who he is. Some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're John the Baptist, blah, blah, blah. Elijah. Who do you say I am? Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which art in heaven. How did you do it? It was a manifestation of the Spirit. Revelation knowledge is manifestation of the Spirit. You cannot have revelation apart from the Holy Ghost revealing it. It is a manifestation. You following this? So when you're reading the Bible, or I'm preaching, or whatever, you're talking to somebody, and all of a sudden that revelation came, it was a manifestation of the Spirit given to you to profit. The second thing. Speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. Every time you morabakabasata, that's a manifestation. It's more than proof that you got filled with the Holy Ghost. Right? So We can pray in the Holy Ghost, and we can ask for the interpretation, the revelation, right? And that's given to profit with all. Now go back to Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Praying always with all prayer. Would that include praying in the Holy Ghost? Right? Right? So that manifestation, because when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you can go past your seemer, past your feeler, past your thinker, and you can be praying mysteries. Your spirit is praying. You're bypassing your situation. You're bypassing what you think you ought to be praying for, and you're praying the perfect will of God. Am I right about it? Right? So that is a manifestation of the Spirit. But if you just, I'm just going to get quiet in front of God. You get quiet in front of God after you've not been quiet. Well, I got up this morning, the Lord told me, be still. Good thing we're having these little jokes. I'm telling you, your prayer life better come up if you're going to go in there and get what you're supposed to get. You better slap that flesh out of bed. You better, whatever you got to do. I'll take cold water. Flesh says, no! Thanks, I needed that. Folks, life is but a vapor. This is the only time you're going to have this combat like you got it. See? And here we are in the good old U.S. of A. We don't have bullets flying over our head. Not meeting on the ground. Come on. You guys get more talk to you in a week than most people ever hear in a lifetime in those mainstream churches. So when you get your motor running, all right, you know about this. You know this. This is what pop you upside your head. You know this. You know how you don't feel like praying? Know that? Do you know that feeling? Is there anybody that don't know that feeling? No, you always feel like praying. Can't go to sleep at night. Waiting to pray. Now, we all know what it's like, right? And we don't feel like praying. 100% across the board. Right? Have you ever went by faith, and you better answer yes, and prayed anyways? Huh? I can't hear you. And did your feeler change when you stayed with it? Come on. Your feeler changed. And all of a sudden, everything smoothed out. I go all the way back when I was first getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I would fall asleep. Finally, I said, you know what, flesh? You fall asleep now, you're going to hit the ground. Because you ain't getting on your knees. You're going to walk. And I started doing that. And it was remarkable At 3:35, bam, everything would shift. Every morning, 3:35. I remember Elder Shelley, when one of her kids were young, he heard me talk about that, and he asked Shelley, "Well, why don't he just wait till 3:35? Yeah, let's get up at 3:30. It was a 35-minute shift. It was flesh fighting me. It was my soul just trying to convince me to do this or not to do that, right? But once I stayed with it, now it ain't like that now. It ain't like that. Most of the time I wake up in the spirit. When I wake up, boom, I'm there. See? Hallelujah. I don't time myself anymore like I used to. Just know when and when not to. Follow this now. Because we have come too far to drop the ball. We're about to score. We don't need to fumble. And I hope you're not condemning yourself because you slept through your prayer time today or whatever it may have been, right? Right? But that's the power of your breastplate, that you can get in front of God and say, "Okay, God." And you know, if your prayer life isn't consistent yet, then the Holy Ghost will help you with that. "Well, I pray when I drive the car." Well, that's wonderful. But I've had the Holy Ghost hit me when I was in prayer that I'm glad I wasn't driving. Come on. Come on. I mean, I pray when I drive, but I don't claim that as, "That's my prayer time." Oh, really? Yeah. That's my prayer time. You might want to talk to the Lord about that. Because I think he got a little addition to that. I'm trying to help you. Because every failure is a prayer failure. You didn't hear. You didn't hearken. You didn't have it confirmed. You didn't. And so you just stepped out and did something without praying it through. See? This whole thing with building phase two. Whole thing. Everything you're seeing. I mean, coming down here. Nursery up there. Remember when we were in phase one? And I said, "Well, here's what we're going to do." He came in prayer, right? And what happened? Boom, here we are, right? Phase one is no more. Well, I'm here to tell you, we got a ways to go here, and it's going to be prayer that takes us all the way through. See? "Well, I pray before I go to sleep." Wonderful. "I pray before we eat." Wonderful. And? See? Wow, how did we end up here? You, that's how we ended up here. Come on, gang. Come on. Come on, let's shake it off. Let's shake off that complacency, that procrastination, that, if you will, laziness, right? And don't self-justify that compromised prayer time as you're praying. See, because you're losing ground. Let the Holy Ghost reveal it. When was it? I don't know if I told you all this, but I'd gotten up at 2 o'clock. This was just a week or so ago. Prayed till, it was in the Word, but praying the whole time till 4:30. And, you know, I'll go up and lay my head down for an hour or so, 2 hours. And the Lord says, stay with me. Did I tell you all about that? Yeah, stay with me. I said, what? Stay with me. I didn't get nothing. I didn't get this great revelation, right? But see, He likes to spend time with us. Right? May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with thy all. If you need to give an envelope, hold your hand up. I'm going to wait on you. I'm going home. Hallelujah. Our world outreach. We had Debbie Taylor last week. We had Mercy this week. Anybody listen? Good stuff. What is it, buddy? What? Tell me. You want to pray with Daddy? Come on. Come here, buddy. Come here, pal. Oh, my boy. All right. You got to agree with me now. Okay? Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word tonight. We thank you that we will not return void. I thank you, Lord God, that you quicken all your people in their prayer lives. Obviously, that's what you wanted said tonight. We are in a war, and they will end up victorious in it. Now, we sow our seed liberally tonight. We thank you for the outreaches we have with WFBN and WJMM and everything else. And we sow into it as a world distribution center. Bless both gift and giver in hundredfold accelerated fashion. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Bring it happy. Hundredfold, 100 times multiplied. Hundredfold, 100 times justified. Yeah, I'm believing. Receive. Hundredfold. Glory, glory. Well, that was different. Didn't nobody fall asleep tonight. Hallelujah. Well, this is where, you know, I look at you and I love you, and I think, man, did I really say all that? Yeah, I said all that. So you got to love me back by faith. Lift your hands, let me bless you. Father, blessings upon these your people as they go the way. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, I bless them out of the house of the Lord in Jesus' name. So be it. Amen. Behave, get your prayer life going. See you Sunday.
It's time for you to rejoice.